Welcome to episode 88 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, hosted by Bright Flux. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we'll delve deeply into the overview of URL types for file access. This episode is meticulously designed to equip you with everything you need to know on this topic, helping you ace your Snowflake Core Certification exam. Let's start with the basics. In Snowflake, data loading and unloading involve file transfers between a Snowflake stage and a client's local file system or cloud storage. URLs play a crucial role in specifying the location of these files, making it essential for Snowflake users to understand the different URL types used for file access. Snowflake supports three primary types of URLs for file access. 1. Snowflake Managed Storage URLs. These URLs refer to the integrated storage provided by Snowflake. They are used within Snowflake stages and do not require external storage configuration. Managed storage URLs ensure secure and efficient data storage and access being automatically managed by Snowflake. This is a convenient option, especially for users who prefer a seamless integrated storage solution. 2. Client-side staging URLs. These are URLs to external file storage services such as AWS S3, Azure Blob Storage, or Google Cloud Storage. Using client-side staging involves configuring the external storage as a stage within Snowflake. This approach offers flexibility in choosing your storage solution, but requires configuring access and possibly managing encryption keys depending on the cloud provider's requirement. 3. Local file system URLs. Used primarily during development or testing phases, local file system URLs refer to files stored on the user's local machine. Accessing files through this method involves using the put and get commands to upload or download data between the local file system and Snowflake. While convenient for small-scale operations, this method is less secure and efficient compared to the other two options for large data sets or production environments. Each URL type has its unique advantages and considerations. When choosing the right URL type for file access, it's important to consider factors such as the scale of data operations, security requirements, and convenience. For the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification Exam, understanding these distinctions and knowing how to configure and use these URLs effectively is crucial. In closing, mastering the overview of URL types for file access is a significant step towards passing your Snowflake Core Certification Exam. With the insights shared in today's episode, you're well on your way to understanding this vital aspect of working with Snowflake. Remember, practice makes perfect. Try configuring and using different URL types in your Snowflake environment to gain hands-on experience. That wraps up episode 88 of our podcast. I'm Yaqub Abdul Hakim from Bright Flux, wishing you success on your Snowflake certification journey. Stay tuned for more in-depth training episodes, and thank you for listening.